Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Tuesday. It's a bit of a nothing day, isn't it, really? Nick, how do you like a Tuesday?
I'm always tired on Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah. You do like a live crypto session on Monday, don't you? With that, and you go through all the coins in existence that has ever happened to be there, and you just go through them all.
Well, not all of them, because it's like 2,000, but quite so it feels like it. But yeah.
What do you do then? Just do a live session on Facebook with people who want to join you. And what, they just suggest a load, or what happens there?
No, we do a poll beforehand. So I do about 30 or 40 coins that they've chosen beforehand. So prepare the charts, and then we do requests. So it can end up being quite long.
How is the ICO market at the moment? Is it quite buoyant still?
Yeah, it still is, actually. I think it is. Yeah, it's not quite, you know, there's lots of stories about the SEC crackdown, but it hasn't happened yet, so.
How is it still so buoyant, though? It's nuts, isn't it? How can people still be, you know, chucking out their new ICOs?
People are still making money. People are still making money in them, so.
But is it long-term, or is it just short traders, in and out, shake it all about, do the hokey cookie, all about?
Yeah, like you have to hold them for a few months, usually, I think, to get maximum return. But yeah, mostly it's traders.
Do most ICOs do well? I mean,
most
generally,
these ICOs, they're not, you know, we know that 80 or 90% of them are going to become nothing.
And the rest, well, 99%, 0.9%.
And you know, a few will be fine, and one of them might be a Google or an Amazon. So.
Yeah, yeah, well, I think it'd be 99.9%.
I think trading them is the smart way.
Yeah, of course it is. Because 99.999% of them will be nothing in about 10 years' time, I think, and then you've got that lot. Obviously, I have stats I'm just making up here. But you've got the old one or two that'll do quite wellish. So what's something with Bitcoin? It's going down to 6,000, as I said. I know that. But, I mean, at the moment, where is it, Nick?
8,200, Justin.
And bullish or bearish on Bitcoin?
I'm a little bit bullish. I don't see a new low below. I don't see a low below 7,800.
Really?
So, yeah, I think we'll bounce from there.
Let me have a little look here on my chart.
You're going to tell me 6,000 again?
Let me have a No, I'm not. Oh, I put my new Fibonacci elastic bands on there.
No, Fibonacci's band.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, the F word is band there. I'm not using Fibonacci. I'm using just plain old support and resistance. Okay, Nick, now I've got a new figure. It's 5,999. Now revise it down by one.
Justin, let's get to the charts. People are going to be...
Sorry, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Facebook. By the way, if you are listening on the podcast, most people do, by the way, you can see this video on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk. Right, first one is... ARCM, it's ARC Minerals, and today they've had a big buyer come in. Look at the chart before I come up. It's some kind of Scottish billionaire, I think, has decided to invest. But go for it, Nicola, on the chart, what do you say?
Okay, so last August we dropped underneath 3, and since then we have not been able to close above that price. Every time we've rallied back to it, I'm going to put regular candles on. I'm putting Heikinashi on because we've got those gaps in the data, haven't we? So when we rallied back to it in September, and then again in November, and then in December and January, we couldn't get above it. And then this last week or so, we've rallied sort of in the last week, 10 days, we've rallied 4 or 5 times back to that 3 level, haven't managed to get above it. And then today, boom, we've gone straight through it and we're well above it. We're trading about 3.19 at the moment. If we can close up here, then 3.01 tomorrow should be support for ARC Minerals to keep going higher. My next level that I'm looking for is 3.75. And then I'm looking for a rally from here to new highs at 4.94.
Okay, well, this is Anglog. OBE has bought some shares in ARC Minerals. Now, she is a net worth of over £1 billion. She is a co-founder of Stagecoach. So that's interesting little buy, isn't it? So,
yeah.
So you've got a little market cap here of 17 million, you know, pretty much. And she's bought over 3% of the company. And she said, I was happy to participate in ARC Minerals' recent share placing in support of the board's growth plans, including the development of the Zamsort copper cobalt project in Zambia. So there was. I've long believed in the regeneration of Africa. So that's a lot of, that's big money going into a tiny stock, ARC Minerals. I don't hold any, by the way. But
so we should have some legs from this move then, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I've got some legs. You got some legs?
I'm looking at ARC Minerals, and ARC Minerals has some legs. That's all that counts.
Okay, and you ain't got none, no? Okay. Next one is, we got this, I wasn't paying attention yet, so I've got to say, Greatland Gold, you did something from NASDAQ, and not AIM. So, GGP...
Oh, Let's same stock, but I did the wrong one. Anyway,
sorry,
so
I'll be looking. I obviously wasn't. I was doing a poem. I was colouring in a book when you were doing it. So it's a colouring in book and a poem book. No, I'm joking. I was paying attention. No, I didn't see it. So here we are. Greatland Gold 0.589 is the price at the moment. What's on your chart, Nicola?
Greatland Gold looks awesome. Well, it doesn't really look awesome because we've been in a sideways range since. We've been in a sideways range since February at a really good support Fibonacci level, which we won't mention. So the bottom of our range is about 0.52 and the top of our range is about 0.7. And we've been going back and forward with this range. What's interesting, though, is up until yesterday, we've always been, for the most part, underneath the daily moving averages. Although they've been flat since at least the end of March, we've been held down by these daily moving averages. And today we've blasted through. Yesterday we blasted through. Today we retested those moving averages at 0.57 and have found some support from them. So I'm looking for us to continue to rally back to the top of the range from here at 0.7. And then if we can close above 0.7, we're going to rally back to the 200-day moving average and the bottom of the gap. You can see that there's the gap level where we closed at 0.95 or 1. You know, most of these AIM stocks, the big round number 1 is always a big deal. That's exactly where the 200-day moving average is sitting as well. So between 0.95 and 1, I'm looking for a rally from here. So that's double your money. And then we'll see what happens there. Probably we'll need some consolidation before we can look at the gap.
Underneath the averages. Okay, next one is i3 Energy. Now, there's no news out, but there could be news out tomorrow. There's a 30th onshore or offshore licensing round for the Oil and Gas Authority. I'm not sure if it's offshore, of course. And now i3 have what's a material bid in there for a bit of acreage just off the North Sea. And this could almost treble their sort of... barrelage kind
real
of
estate.
So it's material for them, and they've seemed very confident on it. Well, I've talked to the guys in the past, and they seem very confident indeed. So let me just look there.
Okay.
What do you reckon on i3e? It's broken out today, isn't it?
It's broken out. It's broken out to new highs. We had we were looking at a bit of a double top at 84 to 84.8, and here we are above it. If this is not a false breakout, then we'll close the day above 85, and then 84.2 will be support tomorrow for us to keep going higher. My target for this one, and there's a lot of confluence here, is the big round number 100. Between 101 and 102.4. But I wouldn't be surprised if this overshot a little bit. You know, $100 rolls tend to do that a little bit. If we do overshoot, we're going to go to 108.
Lovely. Sorry, let me just say that again. They've got 12 million barrels, 2P resources at the moment. Now, if they get this UK's 30th license round, they will get 69 million barrels. So that's almost, more than five times the potential there. So they're hoping to output 10,000 barrels.
Massive
there.
Expansion then.
Yeah, and they're only like a 30 million market cap. So 10,000 barrels of oil a day.
Good luck, i3 Energy.
Yes, yeah, so you do the maths on 10,000 barrels a day, times, even if you make 10 bucks profit, that's 100,000. I'm going to do it right here, Nick. Watch it now. This is just simple maths, right?
And you're going to do maths off the cuff.
They'll get more than so times 360. They'll get more than 10 bucks a barrel, of course. But that's 36 million in profit. That's more than their market cap just on 10,000 barrels a day. Times up by five. Whoa! Okay, so they'll have a partner, a JV partner. They'll farm that out a bit. But, I mean, you can see the potential is massive. Okay.
In that case, I'm going to look to my higher targets at 108 and then 162.
Okay, there's two bits of news on Tech Capital today. And it's basically a board. They've got augmented reality. They've released some augmented reality glasses, which are better than Google Glass. Google Glass was the first time, generation, not very good. Google still apparently working on it. But Tech have raised some money via an ICO, actually. So it's very modern. They've got a lot of cash. They're very cutting edge. And they've got have IPs. So they have university IPs. And they commercialize them. You know, they take the best of a bunch. They've got access to about 4,000 universities. They take the best IP from these universities, and they try and commercialize it. But they've done a couple of appointments today, appointed a global marketing manager for Lucid, which is the AR glasses, and they've also appointed directors for Solarius, which is their low-salt IP. So what do you reckon, Nicola, on Tech Capital?
I'm going to start with a weekly chart of Tech Capital.
You do that, girlfriend.
We're stuck below the weekly 20 moving average. And if we look to our left, the lows in 2015, early 2015, are a bit of a pivot level. They're around 18. We haven't managed a weekly close above 18. In fact, that was the close a couple of weeks ago. And since then, we've just gone sort of sideways. Inside weeks. So 18 is a pretty important number. If we can get above 18 and then 90, I would say if we trade above 19, we're going to continue to tire to 24. And then my target is going to be up at 33. Hooray.
Ooh, I see.
Now 22.5 is important. That's the daily 200 moving average. So, but the first step to do is the first step that we need to see is a weekly close above 18. Then we can go to 22.4, and then we should go all the way higher to 33.34.
Okay, lovely, Nicola. And the last one will be on the podcast later. Neil Rickett, CEO from Versarion, that's VRS, of course, graphene. But today they've done something that no one's ever done before in the history of anything whatsoever. And that is... they've got a guy from the government, which is the Department of International Trade, okay? Department of International Trade. And that guy is going to be working secondment with Versarion for 12 months. So that's never been done before. So he's joined, basically, he's going around the world with Versarion. It's part of the team, part of the government. And he's saying, this is Versarion, they're amazing. I'm a government from the UK government. Chinese guys, Korean guys, Japanese people, check out Versarion, cutting edge UK engineering company. I'm from the government. I don't lie. You know what I'm saying? So check them out. And so it's amazing. It's an amazing sort of appointment for Versarion. Of course, Versarion, I'm paying him. He's there for free. But you couldn't get a better appointment than this, could you, really? Someone from the government saying, this company is the business, and travelling around the world with you. Anyway, so VRS.
Justin, like, that's our taxes paying for that.
But no, this is the best of all. No, I honestly believe in this. This is promoting the best of British business. The Versarion are cutting edge. They're in a cutting edge field of graphene. They're a cutting edge. Graphene was invented in Manchester, you know? So if we can't push our own home brands like this, then there's no... So I really... Hats off to the government, and I salute them for doing this, and take it, because it's never been done before. It's cutting edge kind of thing, quite disruptive, you know? So it's literally giving the government, giving a cutting edge company a rubber stamp, a seal of approval, saying, this is an amazing company from Britain, engineering company, check them out. We believe in these. We're fully behind them. So this is government pushing business. This is what it's all about. It's what it should be about. Small business, you know? Love it. Brilliant. More of it. That's what I say. What else is he doing? Sitting in an office, just sending emails. Get out and about.
Justin, it's my turn now.
Oh, sorry.
My turn.
Go for it.
Okay. So in this pullback in Versarion that we started at the end of January, I was looking for us to pull back to the 1st of January lows, which are around 53, 52, and the 200-day moving average. And we haven't. What we're doing is we're going sideways in a wedge. there is a pretty good level here. We could just rally from here. What we need to see if we're going to do that, though, is a close above the 50-day moving average at 73. And that's also a bit of a support and resistance level. So a daily close above 73, Vesarion has bottomed and we're in a new leg higher. And we would be looking for new highs, I think 181 for this stock for the next swing higher. However, if we can't close above that 50-day and we break the support level at 62, we're going to drop 10 or more to that 200-day moving average at 52.
Do you know what? I put a tweet out earlier on saying that's a nice little support level way before this happened, right? And I said, nice little support level. Where was it? And I brought up my TradingView chart, and luckily on TradingView you save, don't they, your annotations.
So yes, I put a
level at 60 pence, and it was like, I said, looks like it's going to be nice support here, and on the 26th of April, it bounced off that, and it's bounced off. So 60, I'm saying 60 pence, take it or leave it, there you go, 60 pence for you to him to me, it's a bargain, it'll go no lower than 60 pence, that is major support right there. Buy off it, and do your own research beforehand. All right, lovely. 60 pence a pound.
Okay, that's us then, Justin.
Oh, hang on, Nick, I don't want to say anything. I'll whisper it, because I don't want to tempt fate. We've done it before, lots of times. But have a little sneaky peeky at BT.
Really?
Have a quick little peeky at it. Just a quick one. Put it on a five-minute chart. Have a look at a five-minute...
I'm not looking at the five-minute chart.
No. Listen now. I'm just saying, it's early trend. It's not deep trend, but it's early trend. It's broken out a little bit. And I'm not saying it's a bottom, but... Can you see?
No, but we've got a very good support, weekly support and resistance at 204. And so we're looking for a bullish reversal here, aren't we? So we can buy. And I'm not going to look at the 5-minute chart, but I'm going to look at the hourly. And yeah, we are consolidating sideways very nicely here. We could see very easily a break higher. Well done.
Thank you. Well done to you too, Nicola. You are fantastic.
If we don't, like these consolidations, if we break lower from here, then, you know...
We're going to hell in a handcart. We're breaking lower from here. You might as well just give it, beat him and just pack
in. Well, I'll put a price on it. It's 162.
It's not going to 162. I'll tell you that now.
I'm saying that we need to hold on to this support.
If it went at 162, hang on, let me just work this out. If they went at 162, right? Hang on a sec. Let me just work this out. 15.4, that's their dividend, divided by 162 equals... That's a 9%, 9.5% dividend they're paying there. That'd be phenomenal. That'd be crazy money.
What happens when they cut the dividend?
They won't cut it because they're going to sell off their network now for $1.5 billion. Their masts. They're going to sell their masts off for $1.5 billion. That'll be in the coffers. I don't know what the coffers are, but people say the coffers. The coffers are a lot of blokes just coughing. There's the coffers over there. Right, anyway, that's it for the podcast. Thanks very much, both, and also for the live stream. If you want to see the video, you can at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.